My dearly beloved in Christ, we celebrate today what we could call a triple feast day. There are three main themes for today's liturgy. First of all, we have the annual blessing of candles. And it is a beautiful ceremony before the Mass in which the candles that we will use on the altar during the coming year are blessed. And we also have a procession calling to mind the journey of Mary and Saint Joseph with the child Jesus 40 days after his birth up to Jerusalem to the temple to present him to God. And it was a journey of some 7 miles from Bethlehem where they were up to the temple in Jerusalem. So we think about that as we're carrying our candles and walking in the procession, because the candle is a symbol of our Lord. The beeswax is made by virgin bees, a symbol of our Lord's holiness and purity. The wick that we light is a symbol of his human soul. And then the flame, a symbol of our Lord's divinity. And that flame is a very mysterious thing, isn't it? Because it's not a physical thing, and yet we can see it. It's not like a substance, a flame. And it reminds us of, again, of our Lord's divinity. But candles serve a very useful purpose. Before the days of electric lights, we just flip on a switch and we have light. Imagine, especially in churches, it would be dark, especially during the winter time. Mass is offered early in the morning. And so the candles on the altar not only give honor and glory to God, but they can serve a very useful purpose of illumination. A few weeks ago, we lost power for one day. And I was just about to walk out into the sanctuary to start Mass when the power went out. And so we had Mass by candlelight. And then towards the end of the 7 o'clock morning Mass, the sun began to give us a little outside light. But that reminds us of the way it was before the days of electric lighting, when candles at Mass served a very important, useful purpose of illumination. But even with electricity, a priest must always have 2 candles lit on the altar for a low Mass. Because again, the candle is a symbol of our Lord. And it's an important part of the liturgical requirements for the Mass. Now, it's good for you to have also in your home blessed candles, especially from Candlemas Day, the beeswax candles, and light them in times of a storm or a particular need that you're praying for, to light the candle. Candles, again, are a powerful sacramental. And the flame also reminds us of what our Lord said, that we are to be children of the light. Light meaning a life of virtue. To follow our Lord, who is called the light of the world, by the way that we live. So that's the first theme of today, the blessing of candles, which is done once a year in this solemn manner on February 2nd. The second theme is a feast of our Lord, and that is his presentation in the temple. And even though Jesus was only 40 days old, yet he had the complete use of his human reason, as well, of course, as the divine wisdom. And imagine our Lord, that tender infant in the arms of our Blessed Mother, entering into his Father's house and offering to his Father his life for the redemption of the world. We meditate upon this in the 4th joyful mystery of the Rosary, the presentation of our Lord. This is the final feast day of the infancy of our Lord in the liturgical year until next liturgical year when we celebrate Christmas once again. And so this concludes the Christmas season. Sometimes the Feast of the Purification and Presentation is called Little Christmas, because we have the preface of the Nativity, and it's like a feast of the Christmas season. So the presentation of our Lord is one in which our Lord offered his life for our salvation and fulfilled the prescripts of the law, even though as God, there was no obligation for his parents to take him to the temple, to present him to his heavenly Father. And finally, the third theme is that of Our Lady. In fact, the Mass is called the Feast of the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This was a requirement of the Mosaic Law. Mothers could not go out into the marketplace after they gave birth for a number of days. For boys, 40 days. They had to remain in seclusion after giving birth. If it was a girl, 80 days. Imagine the mothers back in the Old Testament had to remain at home, couldn't go outside into the public until the period of what was called their purification was finished. Now, of course, our Blessed Mother gave birth to our Lord by a purely miraculous manner. And so she was not obligated to the ceremony of purification. And yet in her humility and also her love of purity and her modesty, not wishing to be noticed, to be seen by others as being special, she wanted just to disappear, to blend in. And so Our Lady fulfilled that Mosaic law, going up to the temple for this ceremony called the purification, in which the priest would say some prayers over the women. They would give an offering to God. And it was a time of giving thanks for the birth of their children. So it is a feast of Our Lady that should remind us of Our Lady's love for the virtue of purity. This is such an important virtue, especially today, because in our modern society, it is completely neglected and even ridiculed by many. And yet purity makes us like the angels, very pleasing to God. We who are human beings, who have a body and a fallen human nature and passions, by living a life of purity, we become like the angels. And so let us ask our Blessed Mother today to strengthen us against temptation, to help us to live a pure and chaste life. And we should also remember that our Blessed Mother, who is the Queen of Virgins, the Virgin most pure, as we pray in the Litany of Our Lady, that she will always help those who call upon her. And if we fall under temptation, it can only be because we fail to invoke our Blessed Mother. She is all-powerful. She, again, is the Virgin most pure, most chaste, the singular vessel of devotion, the tower of ivory, the house of gold, those beautiful invocations from the litany, reminding us of Our Lady's purity, her complete sinlessness, and entirely pleasing to Almighty God. So let us remember always to invoke Our Lady, and especially to honor her today, and to reconsecrate ourselves to her as her children, desiring to imitate her virtues, that we might be like her, and thus through her, be pleasing to her divine Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.